The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The studios of 550 K-Fire, the mothership of What's on Your Mind, the voice of the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. We're beaming through KCJB 910 AM in Minot, the Flag Family, AM 1100, the Flag Fargo-Moorhead, as well as 1090 KTGO, rockin' to the bakin', and tape delayed, K-Fire 557 until 9, and then on KLTC in Dickinson as well. What time do they replay the show on KLTC? In Dickinson, Mr. Mitchell.
2 to 4 Mountain.
2 to 4 Mountain time, except when Energy Matters is on, I think, right on Tuesdays. Is
correct.
That how it works? Yeah. And folks that are listening right now on KLTC, we appreciate you. Going to be out there soon. Know that you can call. I know, sometimes when you're listening to a show and you hear a good morning every now and then, you think, what the heck's going on? But we welcome your calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you ever hear... If you ever hear us on the air talking about anything, weigh in, because most likely you'll hear yourself the next day and you just call 855-200-1776. That's the telephone number, and if we're live on the air, you want to chat with Congressman Kramer, who will be here momentarily for the Talk Radio Town Hall. You call that number and you press 2 and you can chat with us on the air live, or 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, press 1. And you can leave a message anytime. Tuesdays is our Ag Day, thanks to our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, a great partner for us here on What's on Your Mind. So we will be tackling a few ag matters. Chris, we have a couple of calls for Pete Hannabut that we're going to deal with, I believe. And also Pete's going to check in. He is the public policy director, by the way, for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And there's a meeting of Midwest Farm Bureaus in Omaha to tackle the hot topics in ag. And GMOs is one of those hot topics. That came up yesterday with our friend Dale Bauer, a beekeeper. So a lot of questions about GMOs and Monsanto and a number of those things that come up. We'll ask Pete about that, and then anything else you'd like to visit about, you can. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann will be here as well. She is, of course, a 6th District Congresswoman from Minnesota, probably best known as a presidential candidate. She's the one conservative, I think, a handful in that handful, but probably the premier one that is sort of like the dog whistle that sends people running for the fences. And we have that whole debate about, is she brilliant? Is she crazy? Is she fiery? On Friday, she was on to tell us about her trip to the border, and she said, if you want, I'll come back and tell you what I found and what I saw. So we look forward to hearing what she learned on the southern border over the weekend to see firsthand the issues arising from the flood of illegal immigrant children that are coming to the United States. So Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, at 10:30. Tomorrow is normally our Talk Radio Town Hall Day with Congressman Kevin Kramer. We're actually going to do that today in this hour with Congressman Kramer, but it's a lot like we normally would do on the program, and that's just tell your congressman what's on your mind. You normally tell Todd and I what's on your mind and the Northern Plains audience what's on your mind, but because we'll be in Watford City tomorrow, broadcasting live from Outlaws and the First International Bank and Trust in downtown Watford City, among our guests will be two Watford City natives, Peter and Eric Stengem, who've now exported out of Watford City, but see a whole lot being imported back into Watford City. The First International Banking Empire has certainly expanded. We're going to talk with them a little bit about Watford when they were young kids versus Watford today. Looking forward to that conversation. We're also going to chat with Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, the grand poobah of the Republicans in the House in North Dakota. And Wes Belter, who would be probably one of his top chairmen in a very important finance and tax committee. Those two will be touring out there tomorrow. We'll get their impressions after they tour around Watford City. So looking forward to that conversation as well. That'll be in the 10 o'clock hour. That is why our friend Congressman Kevin Kramer is here this hour to take your calls, questions, and comments at 800-228-0550. One more time, 800-228-0550. When you call, 1, if you would like to leave a message, and 2, if you'd like to chat with Kevin one-on-one and ask your questions today on the program. We'll get as many as you in as possible. Tell your congressman what's on your mind. Congressman Kramer, welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Scott. I feel a little out of sync here, so I'm going to have to get in the groove here on a Tuesday.
Me too. We're in a different hour and a different day, so it's kind of an odd deal. But welcome to radio, right?
Good. From my perspective, things are very fresh right now. I just came from the Republican conference this morning, where we received a full briefing from not only the speaker and the majority leader and the new majority leader, but from the chairman Jeff Miller with the Veteran Affairs Committee. And people might have heard that he and Senate Chairman Bernie Sanders came to an agreement on dealing with the VA crisis scandal, really, that's going on in our country. And then also from Kay Granger of Texas, who's the chairman of the Border Crisis Working Group, and then Hal Rogers, chairman of the Appropriations Committee, on what we're going to be working on this week with regard to fixing the border problem.
You know, do you ever get weary from all the scandals? I mean, it's just like, it seems like there's one after another. And I happen to think the border thing is a scandal as well, because I think there's a bit of a wink and a nod going on. I asked you this question. I've asked Senator Hovind this question. I look forward to asking Senator Heitkamp the question regarding whether or not the president actually or the administration wants to secure the border. I don't think they do, and I think that's a scandal. I mean, does it ever wear you down?
It could, I suppose, if I wasn't so committed to being the check and balance for North Dakota against an administration. You know, the founders were pretty smart when they created three branches of government and a bicameral Congress to be the check and balance. And when you have all the power in one place, of course, big things happen too easily, and Obamacare is certainly the best example of that. It gets tiring, but at the same time, it's important that we don't let that wear us down. I mean, Scott, in all honesty, some of our strongest supporters, some of my strongest supporters will, you know, say, well, don't vote for anything. Don't pass a border security bill, because the president will just ignore it anyway. And I think that's what the president wants. He hopes we don't do anything, so he can go and say, those people don't do anything, therefore I have to do everything. And then everything becomes what he's been doing. And that's a gross overreach.
Maybe I'm horribly naive, but I saw Bill O'Reilly and Dennis Miller in Fargo on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
And there were about 3,000-4,000 people there. And whenever they were talking about Benghazi or any of the other things, I almost just glaze into some sort of fog. I mean, it's almost like it's just gotten to a point of I don't even want to hear about it anymore. I want to sort of worry about things we can fix there. I'm not trying to say they're unimportant. I think they are important, but it's like every day it's a new scandal, and it's just like you just got to wait this whole mess out and just fix what you can fix. Do you feel like that?
You know, you raise a very important point, but this is why it's so critical to have, first of all, a check and balance. And a check and balance is not only two political parties or, you know, three political parties or multiple branches of government, but the check and balance of talk radio, of, you know, cable news, of the blogosphere, the check and balance that are the Tea Partiers that gather and keep the fire lit. That the challenge oftentimes, Scott, is not so much keeping the fire lit or keeping the enthusiasm, at least for numbers of us, many of us. The challenge is to remain focused and to not let it all become so much that it all gets diluted. And in that chaos, of course, bad things happen. So that's why the committee structure of the Congress is so important. It's why we had over 1,300 oversight hearings last year in the House of Representatives, because each of the committees of jurisdiction can deal with that particular issue.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is with us today on the program. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall. Did I interrupt you, by the way?
You did, but it's okay. You're the boss. I mean, it's your show.
No, I don't mean to. I just when I hear a pause, I just jump, right?
Yeah.
And I just want to reset a little bit and let folks know that their
sure.
calls are welcome. We're going to
Absolutely.
Talk more about. But finish your thought. Sorry.
Well, it's why the oversight process is so important in the House of Representatives, and we have, you know, 23 committees, and they all have their areas of jurisdiction, and you can split all of that up so that you can remain focused, if you will. Now, you know, anybody that visits my office or has lately here on the ground floor of the Longworth office building may have noticed a lot of moving around in the office right across the hall from me, because that's where the Benghazi Select Committee is going to be working. Literally right across from the entrance to my office is the Benghazi Select Committee. So it's important that we remain focused on all of those things. We don't let any of them necessarily die, but that is part of the strategy, I'm convinced, is to create so many scandals that we just sort of forget about the, you know, the ones furthest out and deal with the one in front of us today.
All right, Congressman Kevin Cramer's here. Let's talk about the border. There's a big buzz that you guys are going to blow out of town and just punt on this and go to recess rather than deal with the border crisis. Is that an accurate story that's out there?
Well, that's not an accurate story at all. In fact, we have a bill, and it should be online. If it's not already, it will be before the end of today, because the House Republicans have made that commitment. As you know, when they took control 3 years ago, or almost 4 years ago now, that bills would be online for at least, you know, parts of 3 days, so we avoid something like the Obamacare fiasco where they pass it in the middle of the night and you find out what's in it later. I can tell you it's roughly a $660 million bill. It's only for this fiscal year, which means there's only 2 months left in this fiscal year. It's for very fast short-term fixes, and then the long-term fixes will be debated in the regular order as it relates to the next budget process. But two-thirds of it is for border security, doubling the National Guard, appropriations, Homeland Security, and some for DOJ. So
By the way, exactly what our listeners want. Congressman Kevin Cramer with us. Your calls on the border, on vets, anything else, welcome right now. Let's go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did your grandpa teach you to fish too?
You bait the hook. I'm not touching it.
Look how far I can cast, Grandpa.
You sure know a lot about fishing.
I caught a fish!
Whoa!
This was really fun. Can we do it again?
Gear up for a lifetime of memories. Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. If you go to ndfb.org, ndfb.org, you'll find out all kinds of things about the North Dakota Farm Bureau and what they do. I have to tell you, what I love best is saving money, right? You pinch at pennies, you work hard for your money, you want to save a few bucks. Their membership benefits are unbelievable, because if you're a member, you're out about $50, but buying a truck, you just save $500. Buy a fleet of trucks, save $5,000. I mean, I have on my bucket list to get to New York City every December, every year. We've done this before, you know, where we take some listeners out there. The Farm Bureau is taking its members to New York City early in December, saving them a few bucks on a great trip, and it just looks like a blast. That's an example. You know, a trip, the hotel, everything coordinated, the airfare. There's hotel accommodations. There's a new cell phone plan. Check it out at ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall, a day earlier than usual. There's also a lot of Coffee with Cramer events coming up, and I believe you put one on the calendar for August 20th. Is that right, Kevin?
That's true. We did, and I'm sorry I don't know all of the details of time. You maybe have seen it, but it will be in Watford City, so we're looking forward to that.
Now, would you mind if we kind of merge, because as it happens, we'll be in Watford City on the 20th. We'd like to get there at least once a month, and we're going there tomorrow and then the 20th, because I think it'd be interesting for people who are, you know, familiar with the Talk Radio Town Hall, what happens at a Coffee with Cramer, because they're sort of similar.
Okay? You know, it's funny you say that. Actually, they are almost identical, except that I'm in person. It's the same, pretty much the same concerns, very much the same makeup. It's, you know, other than it's very local, of course, in terms of its draw, though. There, I've had people that have traveled as far as 200 miles just to come to to see me in person at a town hall and ask their question and or give me their peace of mind. And I love that. So, no, I think that would be a great way to do it if we can keep it interesting for the radio audience. And I think it would be, Scott, because again, it's just pretty much the same questions, and maybe there'd even be a way if people wanted to submit their questions like they do now or even online, we would try to get to them, in person. If you could work that out with whoever, wherever we're doing it, and the timing, of course, with Chris, that'd be great.
All right, we'll try and work that out. Circle your calendar for the 20th and stay tuned, and we'll find a fun little greasy spoon there in Watford City. And of course, I can't probably call it a greasy spoon.
They have to have coffee. That's the only thing.
A great coffee shop or whatever works. All right, George and Minot, Mark and Hazen are raring to go. I want to give you a chance to finish on the border. So, first of all, you were describing the package. Obviously, the administration is not going to like it. Do you have the votes? And does it get passed?
I feel like we have the votes. I don't know that they have all. It takes 217 votes now because of a vacancy or two, so it takes 217 to pass. There are 200 and I think it's 34 Republicans, so we can't lose very many Republicans. But there are some Democrats that are already, on board. It's going to be a real fight in their own conference because Nancy Pelosi doesn't want any Democrats voting for any of this stuff. They'd rather leave the president to handle it all by himself. So, but two-thirds of this money goes to border security. It doubles the National Guard budget. It's more for Homeland Security and DOJ with very specific policy writers. And that's the important thing, Scott. So the number one issue here is to send the children home, is to get deportation done as quickly as possible while securing the border. So we have to tweak what's called the 2008 law, and your listeners have probably heard some references to that. That's a trafficking law that treats children that are from places other than Canada and Mexico differently. And the problem is the president has so abused his executive powers with regard to asylum and asylum claims and whatnot that we just have to tweak that law, close that loophole so that all children are treated the same. And then we encourage much more prompt hearings. We put money into that, adding some temporary judges. But the biggest thing, I think, is the signal that it sends back to Central America, Scott, and that is our bill, on the policy side, requires that the last children that have arrived will be the first children sent home. And why that's important is because it sends a very strong message that, the 6,000 or 8,000 or 9,000 that families spent to gave to a coyote to get their child to the United States is going to be lost in this shorter time as possible, and they'll see there's no point in continuing this. So that's very, very important.
Sure is. Let's go to the phones here on these or any other topics. And sure. If I had more time, I'd have you.
We'll probably get into it throughout the show. Sure.
Follow this issue. Know what it's all about. George Minot, listening on KCJB for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Your question, sir.
Yes, I am. I'm a VA vet, and I go out here to Minot Air Force Base.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden I go out there, and before I used to just make an appointment, I go out there and get my ID and go through the gate. Now you go out there, you show me your ID at the gate, and they send you over to the visitor center, and you got to pick up a pass, which takes another 15 minutes to get in there. And you know, it's changed the whole thing. It makes it harder to go to the VA hospital. I go out there like twice a week for blood work and stuff, twice a month, I should say. And I talked to the other vets out there that's come in today, and they're just, you know, they're all upset because they go to the business center every time they go out to the base to go in the vehicle.
You know, George, this is all brand new to me. I will absolutely follow up with that today and check that out and see why that would be the case, because that it would seem to me that if anything, the VA would be trying to accommodate patients and veterans more, not less. And so I'm very intrigued as to why this policy change would take place.
It could be.
Would you like
a
rule. Would you?
You know, it could be a base rule that did change. But I mean, before we just make an appointment and they got us on a list, we go to the gate and show your ID and you go in and there's no problem. But now you have to go to the business center. You take another picture and you give you a day pass or pass to get in.
Sure.
And it's just a big hassle because, you know.
Well, George, if you hang on, I'll try to get some information from you offline or give it. We can call you later too. If you just want to give somebody there on Scott's end a number, or they'll get it to me and we'll call you and follow up. But at the very least, I will check with the base today to see if there's been a policy change and why, and maybe it's a very localized thing, and who knows. But
all right, George, hang on, Shane. We'll get your number.
Leadership changes lately, so
Shane, hang on, or rather, George, hang on. Shane will get your number, and we'll forward it on to the congressman's office. He'll give you a call. Mark and Hazen, we got about a minute before the break, so just quickly get to your question for Congressman Kramer, if you would.
Good morning, Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Mark.
We've met on a few occasions. I just want to let you know that I believe you're doing a pretty good job down there in Washington. But there was a letter in the paper a couple of days ago critical of your attendance and missing several votes as compared to your predecessor. I just want to hear your comments on that.
Sure. Yeah, well, a couple of things there, Mark. First of all, it was a very incomplete picture, of course, of the situation. My opponent has made a big issue of the number of votes or the percentage of votes. And, you know, we've cast over 1,300 votes or something like that last year. And there was one particular day, which most of these votes were on one particular day, when I went to leadership and said I have an option of either being here to vote for all these amendments. There were a whole bunch of amendments and then an appropriations bill. And they assured me they had all the votes necessary to pass my position on these bills, or that my vote wouldn't make the difference. Or I could be in Dickinson with a group of ranchers and farmers and the head of the Forest Service that manages the, of course, the grazing of the federal lands, the grasslands out there. And they said, no, it's important that you be there with your constituents. Everything's covered on this end. And so I made that decision. That's where that's where the biggest bulk of those are, the votes that they're referencing and referring to. And so when you're the only member from an entire state, and I am, and you have this, you have a much bigger job than simply showing up for votes. You do have to make some decisions from time to time as to where you want to be.
All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kramer. Stephen Ross is next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at PetroServe USA are the ones that help America fuel better, give you lots of choice at the pump. They connect North Dakota's Bakken oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, and you're the winner. The consumer always wins. Stop by, fill up, and save big at PetroServe USA locations. Here's my favorite special. 4 for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 for $4 all day, every day. You can go breakfast pizza in the morning and lots of great choices in the afternoon as well. And the single topping, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 4 for $4. It's a great deal. Plus, all of July, get Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $11. Grab and go on your way home. Giant Seeds, Big Bag, $1.39. Gardetto's only $1.29. The Mars King Size Bar, 69 cents. Try and buy a candy bar for that anymore. You can at PetroServe USA and the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese or the traditional Italian, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time callers go to the front of the line because we love you. Love, 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 love with a capital L. First time callers in the program doesn't mean we love the regulars, but it's always fun to add to the audience of the most listened to program in the Northern Plains. What's on your mind with Todd Mitchell? I am Scott Hennon, and Steve and Ross is waiting to weigh in. We're going to get to him in just a moment here. Can you quickly just because we did talk about the VA briefly at the top. Tell us a little bit about that particular bill in maybe a minute or less. What's in the VA bill to address?
Well, first of all, it's a pretty big victory for veterans, first of all, because it's aimed right at, you know, the wait times. And so the policies that are important are the things that the House passed, that, you know, the 40-mile issue. In other words, you can seek non-VA or you're eligible for non-VA treatment if you're more than 40 miles from a VA facility, which is the, you know, bulk of North Dakota's veterans, obviously, or if you've been waiting or the wait time is more than 30 days, you can get use it for choice there. So it's whittled down from what Bernie Sanders and the Senate, Democrat Senate, wanted, a $52 billion bill to a $17 billion bill with offsets right in the VA itself. And the money piece of it's very, very good. There's some that's going to be used for hiring more mental health providers right within the VA, some for expanded leases and improvements to some facilities. But the bulk of it is used for choice. And the choice issue is so important because it's good for North Dakota's critical access care, rural hospitals that can provide the treatment that the VA and Fargo can provide, and it's closer for the veteran themselves. So it's good for the veteran. You know, I haven't read every detail yet. We're just sort of unraveling it now. But all in all, it looks like a pretty good compromise between the House and the Senate, and much closer to the House version than the Senate version, which I think is always a good thing. It's accomplishing many of the things we want to accomplish, at least in the short term. It also sets up an independent review committee, which is very, very important. We're going to require a system-wide independent review of the entire VA system and provide more access to private care for veterans. And that also, by the way, will help discipline the VA itself. When you have choice, you know how choice works. When you have competition, and that's something the VA has not had up until now, hopefully the natural synergy of things creates a better VA system because they have to respond or they lose their patients to the private sector.
Cameron says on our Facebook page, the debt continues to escalate. Mm-hmm. There's been no action taken to rein this monster in. Everyone wants to spend more money. Heck, even Congressman Kramer had a posting about how much money he was bringing back to North Dakota. Seriously, when is the House going to get serious about spending? We have an F-35 that's going to bleed us dry, can't even fly. We have an F-22 that has not seen combat. We have runaway Social Security disability. When, oh, when is Congress going to get serious? Now, the reason I ask that question now, before we go to Steve and Ross, sorry, Steve, to keep you waiting, but you just mentioned $17 billion on the border fix, and I get it's a priority. That's what government's for, but can we afford it?
Okay, so the border fix was $660 million, and that's all paid for mostly by cutting financial aid to the very countries that we're talking about. The 17 billion is covered in pay for is mainly right within the VA itself, within some of the discretionary side and things. So the House, this is where we're very different than the Senate. The Senate just keeps wanting to add to the debt. So does the President. His supplementals that he's offered up are all new spending. And so we've done that. We've also cut spending significantly just since I've been here, just since Republicans took control of the House. The spending and the discretionary side of the budget is way down. And in fact, the deficit itself is cut by nearly $1 trillion over the course of the last 3-4 years. It's gone from like 1.4 trillion to about 350 to 400 billion in next fiscal year. The big problem, and Cam is, didn't mention it directly, but the big problem, of course, is on the Social Security Medicare side of the ledger. And if we're ever going to get the deficit under control, so we can start dealing with the debt, that's where the big savings are going to come. And the sooner we do it, the less painful it's going to be. If we don't do it soon, the cuts to Medicare, for example, when it goes insolvent in about 10 years, will require a 25% cut just to, just in services to deal with the shrinking influx of revenue. So we have to do much with Medicare, much the same thing that we're doing with the VA, and that is do a comprehensive overhaul.
Sounds good. Let's get to Steve and Ross listening on 550 KFIRE. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was wondering how come we ain't got an aircraft carrier over there helping Israel.
Well, there's a great question for you. In fact, we intend to pass a resolution this week in the House. One more. We passed one last week. We'll pass another one this week in support of Israel and condemning Hamas. Israel now has 29 different locations that have been hit by rockets from the terrorist group Hamas. Israel has participated in humanitarian ceasefires while Hamas has ignored them. And so, but we do have, obviously we have carriers, we have things in the Middle East region, but we are not prepared. I don't think there's any question that the United States to this point is not poised to intervene militarily, nor do I think Israel's asking us to intervene militarily. I've met personally with Benjamin Netanyahu. He does not have a lot of military concerns about the United States intervention with any of their neighbors or their local enemies. What they need, of course, is continued support, backing from the United States, and to not get in the way of them defending themselves. And unfortunately, that's what we tend to do more than anything, is try to get in their way when they're trying to defend themselves. I think it's ironic that Secretary of State Kerry is, in Israel or on his way to the Middle East to deal with this when it's his peace process that they're in the middle of. What can you say? A little over his head, I'd say.
Seems like the president sticks up more for Hamas than he does for us.
They draw a lot of moral equality. I agree. It's very disappointing.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it either. The House of Representatives is very firmly with Israel. Bipartisan. I will give this to, of course, Eric Cantor. These are the last couple of days of his reign as majority leader of the House of Representatives. Eric is an American Jew. He's the highest ranking American Jew to ever achieve a position in the United States government. And Steny Hoyer, the whip, the Democrat minority whip, is very solid pro-Israel, and we have no problem passing pro-Israel policies in the House of Representatives. So a lot of it is just, the message is being sent by this White House once again.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it very much. So just quickly on that point, and by the way, others welcome here. We have lines open right now. If you have a question or comment for Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call, by the way, you have the option of pressing 1 and just leaving a message with your question or comment and pressing 2. To ask a question of Kevin. Assess for me John Kerry's performance on Israel. A lot of criticism directed at him. It really seems as though the administration almost goes out of their way to just poke Israel in the eye, rather than saying, look, this is a beacon of freedom in the middle of a bastion of just, hatred and fighting and everything else, And it's almost like they go out of their way to poke him in the eye.
I think that's exactly right. And you can question why this is, or what their motivation is, or what's their, you know, agenda. But even if you didn't have if you didn't believe the Bible was true, and you dismiss all of the ramifications, the worldview ramifications, Israel is the beacon of freedom. They're the democratically run country. They are our allies and always have been in the Middle East. They have a free and open press. They are kinder to their enemies than many friends are, and they have equal opportunity. They are pro woman. They're pro minority. They allow the practice of religion in their country, and yet we treat them like they're sort of the equivalent or worse than the terrorist organizations and their terrorist neighbors. Let's not forget Syria is on their border. Let's not forget that on the other side of Syria is Iran, who, you know, has pledged to wipe Israel off the map. John Kerry is, and Barack Obama have now extended the Iran nuclear talks by another 6 months so they can continue to build their weapons systems while we talk about it. I don't have to tell you about the Syria debacle with this, White House and John Kerry, and as I mentioned earlier, John Kerry started the negotiation in the Palestinian-Israeli peace process about 10 months ago, and here they are in a full-fledged war where there have been dozens of Israeli soldiers killed, 10 just overnight last night, and yet we somehow criticize them when they defend themselves, and I find that very peculiar.
Let's keep rolling here. Chris, go ahead and roll the question that came in off the air on executive orders for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hello, Representative Cramer. Wanted to thank you for coming on the air here. Really appreciate that. In regard to the president's overreach, can Congress pass laws that will restrict executive orders? Can Congress pass law that will restrict executive order? That will define what the president can and cannot do with an executive order. Is that a way we can stop his power grab? Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good question. And yes, we can. One of the ways we can do it is when we pass all of our laws, especially our authorization laws and our appropriations laws, that we put very specific language in the laws themselves so we don't give this broad authority to the president on issue by issue. With regard to the larger issue, I think everybody should know that this week the House of Representatives will be voting on a resolution authorizing a lawsuit against the president by the United States House of Representatives. Several attempts have been made in the past to do this by small groups of members, committees, largely Democrats, by the way, that have done this. But this is going to have the entire House of Representatives if the resolution passes. And it's aimed at a very specific overreach because the legal challenges are such that you have to demonstrate standing. And the founders made it very difficult to do this on purpose. But we think we have a standing and a good lawsuit that's aimed right at his executive overreach in terms of how he has not just interpreted but changed the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, by providing waivers to his friends and large business and Wall Street and whatnot. He loves the big business side of things. And he's provided the waivers while sticking it to the rest of the country, especially to the patients, if you will, to the main constituents of this country. So that's the suit's going to be aimed right at that. And that will make a very, very strong statement that we're not going to tolerate this type of executive overreach. But in terms of a larger bill, I guess I'm not familiar with how we would do that, but certainly worth looking into.
Less than a minute left. Just roll part of this call that came in from Larry. Then we'll get to Fred, Travis, and Stewart next after the break here. Roll it, Chris.
Mr. Francis.
All right. That was
well,
a long
he
one.
Part of it, didn't he?
Yeah. I don't think Kevin's middle name is Francis, so I don't know where the lighten up Francis, where that came from. But anyway, we have Larry's question. We'll do that next. Plus, get to Fred in Newtown, Travis in Minot, Stewart in Hazen when we return. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You're fresh off a Republican meeting this morning. What are the Republicans planning on caving in on next?
All right, that was an off-air call that came from Larry. Sounded pretty calm, and I'm proud of him for, dialing it back a notch. Maybe he took my Lighten Up Francis suggestion seriously. But he does ask a serious question. He obviously believes you and fellow Republicans are just caving on everything. So quickly, if you would, because we have a lot of callers waiting.
Sure.
Answer his question.
Well, it still was a pretty general question. He says, what are we planning on caving in on next? And I can't think of anything we have caved in on, to be honest with you. So I'm not really sure what he's talking about. We have advanced, considering we are one half of one third. We've been Republicans of this government. I'm actually quite pleased with what we've been able to accomplish in both cutting the budget, reducing the deficit. We've passed, by the way, now 352 bills that are sitting in Harry Reid's desk drawer, 352 in this Congress alone that the House has passed that the Senate has not acted on. So that everything from 40 jobs bills, permanent tax reform, building the pipeline, lots of things that the House has done that the Senate won't take up.
By the way, we're brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we're going to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the Farm Bureau, coming up in just a moment, actually in the next segment. Seth, the farmer from Warwick, is going to talk about some environmental issues, and we're going to do that with Pete Hanna, but next hour. But I want to get to all these calls. We are getting tight on time. So, Fred in Newtown, if you wouldn't mind giving us a 30-second question, we'll try and get Congressman Kramer to give you a 30-second answer and get to everybody here. Go ahead quickly, if you would.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kramer, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Fred.
Real quick question, you know, can you give me an outline on some basic math? After the midterms are over, if the Republicans gain control of the Senate and the House, how many votes would be necessary to repeal some of the stuff that you hear about in Obamacare, like the first year penalty, the 1% gross income penalty for individual taxpayers?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking ahead like 6 to 8 months. And number two, is that possible?
Yeah. So, Fred, we actually have voted to repeal several of those things, and some people might remember the government shutdown last October. We repealed some of the tax increases. We repealed all the spending in one vote, and that's what the government shutdown was all about, that the Democrats in the Senate would not go along with any of those things. And so it's going to take 60 senators, frankly, or, you know, 60. They wouldn't have to all be Republicans. Some Democrats agree with us on some of it, although Harry Reid didn't let any of them vote for any of them. The Senate, by the way, no Senate Democrat has ever voted for a single amendment to Obamacare. We've passed many of them in the House. So it's going to take a new Senate. We've got plenty of votes in the House to do it already, and we'll have, I think, the way it's looking right now, it's looking like we're probably going to be up to about 245 Republicans in the House next go-around if things stay the way they're going right now in terms of polling. But it's a long ways to Election Day. But if we gain the control of the Senate, you know, we'll place some of those things on the president's desk, and if he doesn't veto them, great. If he does, then we have to wait another 2 years to replace him, too.
By the way, do you ever see Harry Reid in the hallways?
No.
You don't?
I've seen him one time, I think, in the halls of the Capitol.
Well, greet him for us, would you? But anyway, Travis in Minot, 30 seconds for Congressman Kellen Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Travis.
Respectfully here, ultimately, but, you know, you claim that things are getting done inside, but I think the majority of people believe that absolutely nothing is getting done. And my question is, why do the majority of our elected officials in the U.S. seem to be unable to stand up against our president and the, I'm going to call them atrocities that he's committing against the U.S. citizens and the country of the United States. And I'm wondering, what is it ultimately going to take for the majority of us to be represented? Because I don't believe the majority of us feel like we are.
Well, Travis, I appreciate your question and your statement and your frustration, because I share it, and that's why, like I said, we've passed in this chamber 352 bills, but we do have a bicameral legislature. That was due to the wisdom of our founders. They wanted two chambers to, you know, balance each other and to be a check and balance. And so many of the things that I believe you would stand for, like, you know, like 40 jobs bills, like the building of the Keystone Pipeline, for example, permanent tax cuts for things that have been in temporary law for a long, long time. They keep getting renewed, but things like, comprehensive tax reform related to income tax and deductions and bonus depreciation and charitable contributions. These are all Republican principles, but they're all sitting in the United States Senate. So, it's going to take changing the United States Senate and making them a more proactive body. Remember, the one thing that they've passed that we haven't taken up is amnesty for illegal immigrants. That's the one thing the Senate has actually done that the House hasn't taken up. So sometimes inaction is the right thing to do.
Travis, appreciate the call. Stuart and Hazen, just literally 20 seconds. Sorry, but we're just running out of time. Quickly, if you would.
Hey, guys. Congressman Kramer, I appreciate you taking the call. One thing I want to mention that yesterday, U.S. Just announced that Russia is violating the 1987 missile treaty now. Putin has also went against the 2000 before a treaty with Ukraine and Great Britain and America. Okay, great. He's violating these treaties. Now what?
Okay, so the president has a number of things in front of him, and you're right. He's done this. We can't now violate the same treaty and keep the moral high ground, but we can do some things. The sanctions that they're talking about are fine. I think they should do more. I think that we also need to we need to become the supplier of liquid natural gas to Europe, which is his greatest weapon. His weapons in the military are nothing compared to his energy weapon. We have the same thing. And if we would loosen up our restrictions on gas development and export, and I wouldn't throw oil in as well, and we can replace Russia as the energy provider of choice, it's not only good for our national security, but it's really good for job creation and our national economy.
Thanks, Stuart. Thanks, Congressman Kramer. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Folks, don't go away.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person.
Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair.
Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment.
Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.